99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello and a very beautiful good afternoon to you. It's 25 minutes past 12. This very beautiful Monday. And even though it's pouring outside, I hope it's pouring in your neighborhood. I'm hoping you're enjoying the weather. But life is happening, as you can tell. The sun rises here, we say. Even this very beautiful Monday afternoon. Oh, well, to catch up on our Nigerian reality, let's begin with what's happening in Kaduna. I thought it was necessary to bring it to your notice because I think life is happening so fast, and we are caught up trying to make life and maybe even try make meaning out of all of this chaos that we sometimes do not even see what's happening. Well, there are two issues. Well, there are two cases this first hour, pretty much that touch on that very same situation where, well, you're too busy living and then you don't see that something is happening. I want to share with you quite a number of things happening. Our first hour, we're going to be considering the voting, electronic voting being carried out in Kaduna State. It's working. I think that's really how I want to put it, that electronic voting is working in Kaduna State. You remember a few months ago on radio, we did have a conversation around electronic transmission of votes. And the person of Senator Ndume said it wasn't going to work. In fact, I'd like to quote him verbatim. He says, "As a member of the Senate, I am talking realistically. The issue of electronic voting is futuristic, but not realistic for us. In the north particularly, can you do electronic voting or transmission of results without electricity? The answer is no. We don't have electricity in most of the areas in the north. Most of the areas in the north, I want you to underscore that, especially in rural areas. The importance or the main objective of election is to allow every Nigerian who's 18 and above to exercise his or her constitutional rights and to vote." Well, the news reports that Saratu Diko Aldu, chairman of the Kaduna State Independent Electoral Commission, said that the commission was encouraged by Governor Nasiru El-Rufai to deploy technology for elections. She said that the Kaduna State Independent Electoral Commission therefore acquired electronic voting machines, which were successfully used in 2018. They even make boast that Kaduna is doing something quite novel. Yep. Here is something I think you should know. According to them, we pioneered the electronic voting system during our last local government council elections. That was in 2018. Why that happened was because the governor of the state, being very progressive and encourages us to do our best, quite courageous, a leader, decided when we come on board to take up the task to ensure that technology be deployed in all local government council elections. All right, so I think I'm saying that it's working. At least someone appears to be using it in the north, and it's working. And the issue of electricity is something that quite appears, well, I don't know whether it's a case of it cannot be rectified or it will be rectified, or between now and election date, electricity is guaranteed to be absent. I'm not even sure what's happening there. But I also would like to ask you, if you have voted, if you have tried to go vote to have your voter's card in order to participate come election date 2023. I'm going to open up the telephone lines in a minute, but before I do that, I want to play you an audio from a clear thinker. He's a barrister, he's a clear thinker, and a political pundit. He's actually been on Nigeria Info quite a number of times. He sent me this video. So, by the way, if you follow him on Instagram, you certainly enjoy a number of his political commentary. I found this one very interesting because I thought I had an idea about it, but I really didn't. I thought I had an idea about it, but it wasn't too clear to me until he sent me this video and I listened to it. And I thought I'd show you another side of our political management, our political structure, that at least for now, requires your attention, and I really hope you're paying attention. His name is Leboris Oshoma, and he speaks in something that I think you would find interesting, very interesting. So if you would allow me your attention, here is Leboris.
Rule our country. Then there must be no hypocrisy. If we want truth and justice to rule our country, then there must be no hypocrisy. In the absence of truth, there's no equality. In the absence of equality, there's no justice. In the absence of justice, there's no peace. In the absence of peace, there's no love. And without love, there can only be darkness. John Deist, Judiciary. It's no longer news that our courts have been turned to a market where injunctions are bought and sold by politicians. Imagine the cartoon where a judge is ringing a bell. Buy your injunctions here, buy your injunctions here. One million. We are unknowingly killing this country if care is not taken. In a week, PDP obtained three different conflicting interim injunctions from three different courts of coordinate jurisdiction on the same level. One from Port Harcourt, another one from Kebbi, and the last one from Calabar, all within 1 week. Maybe as I talk now, Seth, they could all go get another one from Sokoto, Benue, and Bauchi State. Yet, minor cases are warehoused in courts for years. Sado, Yoruba say o ma se o. This is not to take away the efforts of the hard-working judges, but please, these interim injunctions are becoming questionable and ridiculing the entire effort of the hard-working ones. NJC, please do something. Anyway, someone said, what can even the NJC do when Supreme Court made a man who came forth in an election governor in Imo State? And neither the state nor the Supreme Court governor has known peace since then, didn't it? How about Zafara and Bayelsa State? The Supreme Court took the people's mandate given at the poll and gave it to PDP that didn't win. And today, the same PDP governor has jumped to APC. Jumpology, you will say. In Rivers, the court was used to qualify the opposition APC even before the election. So nobody's left out, even the NJC. Last year, it was the turn of APC to arrest injunctions to remove the then chairman of the party, my very loquacious brother, Comrade Adams Oshomole. He didn't know that while he was busy talking, his ward chairman from his village has rushed to Abuja to fish for an interim injunction to remove him from office. And before we knew it, a contrary order emerged from Kano High Court. And today, you all know the rest of history. So fear your village people. Mind you, all of this didn't start today. Remember, the 1993 June 12th general election was annulled via an ex parte order. So it don't take. Of all the various appeals that emanated from the various decisions of the Election Petition Tribunal after the 2015 and 2019 general election, only God knows how many of the decisions were conflicting until the Supreme Court resolved them one way or the other. Some of the judges blame the provisions of paragraph 18.1 of the first schedule of the Electoral Act for these anomalies, even though it shouldn't be an excuse. Also, in 2015, immediately after the general election, we saw the shameless fight for the soul of PDP, aided by the Federal High Court in Port Harcourt, Lagos, and Abuja. While Justice Liman in Port Harcourt issued his order on Monday, Justice Ibrahim Buba of the Lagos Division issued a conflicting order on Tuesday before it subsequently became a one-week, one-injunction as Abuja joined the fray, until Supreme Court gave it to former Governor Ahmed McAfee of Kaduna State, even as the Court of Appeal was also serving conflicting orders in election petition. Though for PDP, some people expected the former Governor, President Goodluck Ebele Jonathan, to use his good luck to settle the crisis in the party then and now so that they can give us a credible alternative. A party that gave him so much. Or maybe he's busy settling various crises in Africa. I would learn the APC is cutting him to fly their flag come 2023. If the rumor is true, he shouldn't just bother, because the way APC go take disgrace that man, the small credibility when he own, I don't want destroy. After they use Buhari to destroy the entire country. Everything the APC said against him in 2015 will be used against him by PDP, just like they did to Shomole and Izeyamu in Edo State. Oga, I beg you, remain as Edo statesman. No let APC use their greed turn you to a stake man. Name one state actually in Nigeria that is not marred by conflicting election injunctions from courts of coordinate jurisdiction, aided by senior lawyer once elections are approaching. It became so bad that even the INEC, Independent National Electoral Commission, had to cry out to the Chief Justice of the Federation recently over conflicting judgment served on them in various matters.
I have a message here from Timothy. Timothy says to me, Joyce, I want to appreciate Nigeria Info for the work that they do. And I want you to please make this a national conversation. Nigerians are not clear as to the direction to which they want this nation to go. They complain and complain and complain. But have they registered to vote? And what are we doing as a people to ensure that our votes go where we want them to? God bless you all. Nigeria Info is always so interesting and informative, and I'm grateful that you guys make it a 24-hour radio station so that every moment of life has you guys in it. Oh, well, that's beautiful. 99.3 Nigeria Info, let's talk about you, your registration, and how can Nigeria agree on the direction that the country must go? Have you registered to vote? Another guy sent me a message saying that, Joyce, I like to be anonymous. It's unfortunate that I have to write you this message, but I must admit that after I have heard much of the Nigerian problem, it is evident that some people would like money to have their votes, to the highest bidder. I want you to please help help Nigerians understand that we are dealing with too much of a problem to sell our destinies for a few pennies. Welcome to the show. Have you voted? And how can Nigerians ensure that their votes go where they want it to go? I thought that it was very interesting to hear. My mind has not always, you know, been on the court injunctions, but I thought that, well, of course, this thing has been happening. Well, thanks to Lubaris, you can see that if you look back in your history, much of your history tells you that there's something that you're doing that if you want a different result, you have to change. Welcome to radio. Let's talk. Hello, how are you?
Good afternoon, Matt. It's Mr. Joyce.
Yeah, welcome. Good afternoon to you.
Welcome, Koboko. One day, Koboko.
Thank you. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Can you hear me? Hello? Sorry about that. Please call back. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. The volume of your radio set. Please turn it off. Thank you. The volume, please.
Hello?
Okay. I am sorry. Please call back. Hello, Nigeria Info. Hello?
Yeah, George. Good afternoon.
Welcome. Good afternoon.
Yeah, is the barrister there?
No, he's not.
Okay. Joyce, you know this...
tell us your name, please. Tell us your name.
Oh, sorry. Chris.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you know this affordable politics we play here. But they will stop that affordable politics.
Who are you referring to? The people of the government? Someone sent me a message saying that he thinks that Nigerians will sell their votes. That it's always been a thing, that they've always done it. The Nigerians...
No. Okay. As far as we still believe in this money politics...
Who believes in it? Who believes in it?
What?
Who believes in it? Hello? Sorry, I lost you. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. Sorry, I lost you. Oh, I do apologize. Please call back. Hi. Good afternoon to you. Sorry about that. Please call back. I lost you. Hello. Good afternoon. The volume of your radio set.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Welcome. Good afternoon. What's your name?
This is Abashini calling from Lady Lodge.
Welcome. Have you voted? Have you registered to vote? Pardon me.
Yes, of course. Okay. I have my voter card and I do vote.
Okay.
But you know what happened? Most times, I do go with the people that do elections. Most of the time, I do monitor elections. But the problem we have in this country is this. We do have mouths. Each time we keep talking. A lot of my youth, I do advise them, before a politician can rig elections, we get to the stage. Most of the elections we do in Nigeria, I do monitor. But most times, when you call these issues, go and vote. Even so, I'm a member of APC to the core. Most times, I will tell them, go and vote, so that Nigeria can be changed for better. But this one will never vote, though. But never mind. I pray that in 2023, people will be wiser.
Can I ask you, have you at any point in time during your observation of, you know, voting exercises, noticed that anyone tried to rig any center try to rig the election?
See, one thing about election is this in this country, George. We all know what used to conspire in elections. But one thing I want to say is this.
You're not going to give us an answer.
Hello? Hello?
Are you going to answer me? Are you going to tell me what the answer to... You don't... Why?
Joy, my birthday is me. Let me tell you something.
No, I want you to please answer the question. It's a yes or no. Well, thank you very much for calling. I think we can make of that what we will. I do appreciate. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. Oh, wow. Hi.
Back.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Osawan Emmanuel, calling from Suleri.
Beautiful. Have you registered?
Yes, I did it online.
Okay.
But, guys, well, you know, the only thing I'm scared of, you know, everybody, we are now... It's now very vividly clear to everybody that these people, this waxing, satyable, greedy set of politicians are not taking us anywhere. Fine. We have to come out and vote, right? But our judiciary should be the one to be like our backbone when once they ring the election. But they brought the judiciary as well, Joyce.
So someone...
Look at what happened in Imo State. I'm from those states. Look at what happened in Kogi State. Look at what happened in Bayelsa. Where you know that they are not the one that won the election, but you don't know, you understand, Joyce? What do you want us to do in this situation?
I don't know. Okay. Are the people helpless?
Joyce,
is there?
Let me tell you what happened in the last election, general election in Ago Palace. I live in Suleri.
Okay.
I went to Ago to go and vote. Getting there, do you know that some boys with the policemen are there? More than two van of policemen. The boys said that if Igbo people don't want to vote for APC in Lagos, they should go to their state. They didn't allow any Igbo person to vote. I'm telling you this thing. The boys, they are more than 100. Policemen are more than 20. Policemen can't even tell them that these people are citizens. They have the right to vote for whatever they want to vote. They didn't allow them to vote. Is that a country?
I want to ask you, do you think Nigerians are together, do you think they have an agreement on the direction they want the country to go?
No, I think from the onset, the foundation is faulty. Because like it is now, we are not united. We lack the spirit of oneness. Because if we are united, look at what happened in Zambia. All of us, we unite and have one voice. We don't, I think there's no love, there's no unity. Because if you really love your neighbor, you know that because you have a small job that they are paying you 100K. So you don't care if your neighbor does not have a job because of the bad situation of the country. You don't want to vote.
In the absence,
you don't want to talk about the politics. Hello?
In the absence of a singular vision, what becomes of the future? What becomes of the people?
The future of this country now, Joyce, if I tell you I'm bemused, I'm confused, I don't even know where we are. The pilots piloting us is clueless. So right now, because I wish our judiciary is even working and we have hope. 2023, I don't even have any hope. I want to go and collect my PVC, but after voting, they will not announce somebody that win. You don't understand? Why will the president be the one to appoint...
Yeah, but electronic voting, we believe that would be used. So to a great degree.
Electronic voting
will be implemented.
With the transmission of results electronically should have been the best. You understand? It's not that after voting, somebody will not say the vote is coming on the way from on the inside the bus. What kind of course in 21st century, rejoice?
Okay, so yes, evidence.
I'm so exasperated right now.
I understand. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Someone says Nigerians, in fact, this is how he put it. He says, Joyce, the Nigerians I hear on radio, if there are any proof of any sort, I think we are not united in our vision of a one Nigeria. That was exactly how he put it. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Have you registered to vote? And how can Nigerians actually attain uniformity of vision, a clarity of mind, to determine the cause of this nation? Because it would appear that when the people do not quite agree as to how and when, if at all, we should go, then maybe that's what we should be talking about, because that's like a big problem. Hello, Nigeria Info. Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Okay, speak up for us. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is Rumi from Yaba.
Thank you. Have you registered? tried to?
Yeah, I have registered. And I'm waiting for my this thing to come out. I already have my card. I'm waiting for the real card to come out.
Okay.
And then we'll see what happens from there.
Okay.
But all I just noticed is that the past 4 years ago, I used to have so much faith in the judicial system. But these days, it's horrible because I look around and everybody's saying, sue me to court. They will rape and they'll say, sue me to court. They will do this, they'll say, sue me to court. A tenant will refuse to pay money, rent, and they will tell the landlord, sue me to court. They are so happy to even say, sue me to court. And it's so, so frustrating.
Why do you think they're happy? You think the system is slow? You think, why do you think they're happy?
The judicial system is totally corrupt, okay? I think this APC government has even accelerated the corruption to another level entirely. Hello there, you, man?
We're listening to you.
Yeah, so it has even gotten worse under this because the JPEP strike and everything has even frustrated everything. We now have a judiciary that is now totally... Look at what this report by Liberal Soma just came out with. It just opened my eyes to everything, what I've been seeing for the past 2 or 3 years. Like, our judiciary is dead.
Okay.
And now we are now encouraging us to go out to go and register for voter stand.
I mean, what would you have me do? But let me even ask you something more interesting. The fact that some people are of the view that Nigerians are not united as far as the cause of the nation goes, that there is division even in where they think the country should go. To whom, for example, the country of leadership should the mantle of leadership should go to, for example.
I think we are united about where we want our country to be. We know that we don't want APC or PDP. I think we are united in that front. But the problem has always been the electoral system. It has been structured in such a way to frustrate the typical Nigerian youth coming out to vote. I think that's where the problem is. And there's also the older generation. I call them the Jimmy Disu generation. They are also a clog.
You call them
system.
What? You call them what? Who Disu?
I call them the Jimmy Disu generation. Yeah.
Really?
They have their own issues too. They are also.
What are you blaming them for?
They have problems. I believe they have a lot of issues. Okay. They don't understand this our generation. They don't understand protest. I don't even understand what they mean by want to protest, and they will be criticizing us. Don't protest. Don't do this. Don't do that. I don't even understand what they want us to do.
So then it's clear that Nigerians are not quite unified as far as this vision is concerned.
Yeah, we
can't decide on anything.
The youth are united on one side, but that generation are a problem for us.
Okay, we'll hear other people. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Welcome to the Sunny Side. How are you and what's your name? Can you hear us? Hello? I do apologize. If you can, please call us back. How are you? Welcome. What's your name? Hello?
Hello? Hi, good afternoon.
The volume of your radio set. Please kindly turn it off.
Okay, my name is Mike.
Welcome, Mike.
Yeah, I'm calling you from the state.
Great. Thank you very much.
It is very unfortunate. A lot of us are just complaining and complaining. Sometimes we need to find out. Somebody like me, I registered. I did my registration in Lagos, in Surulere Igomu. I went to collect they are telling me, oh, this one, what is your name? The moment I give my name, they say, oh, this one, Namoibu. These are the PDP people. See, today they are not giving me.
That's what they said to you?
Yes.
When?
Oh, these are Moibo. These are PDP people. They are not giving me. So that's a no.
Maybe it's not ready. Okay, you don't think it's a case of because they think you're PDP. That's not what happened.
The lady I met at the front of the office, that was what she told me. They were up to four. In fact, at some point, I waited there for more than an hour. They left me there. I'm doing nothing. So I left. Since then, I did not even bother.
But that's actually because the card isn't ready, I think. Or do you think it's something else?
No. No, the person who registered together wanted to collect my own. Who happened to be somebody who lived together. He went to college and he was the one that told me, oh, Mike, I've seen your card is ready. But they didn't. I went.
Is his card ready? Did your neighbor pick up his own card?
Is it?
Did your neighbor pick up his own card?
Yes, my neighbor picked it up. He was the one that came to tell me, oh, Mike, the card is ready. I've collected mine. I saw your own, but they didn't want me to collect it because they say I have to do this, do that. Okay, don't worry, I'll go there. I went see today. They didn't give me.
When was this?
And I left. That was before this the last election.
Oh, really? You
know? So there's so many back and front. So many back and front. Not for people to
But then how are you going to register for the forthcoming one if you don't have... I mean, what's your plan? Not to vote?
I need to do the online one. I don't want a situation where we go back to somebody's office anymore. I want to do online.
Okay. What do you think about Nigerians agreeing on a singular vision for this nation? Do you think the people are divided? Do you think some people want something, others want something else? Do you think some Nigerians are so desperate they will take money, sell their votes?
Sorry, let me tell you one thing. Except some of us want to pretend. In where I was, we're more than 70 people. At some point, they were approaching people with 10,000 naira. If you vote for APC, you collect your 10,000 naira. PDP person that was also there also make arrangement in paying people 5,000 naira. At the end of it all, the man who was doing that, he increased APC, then increased it to 15,000 naira. A lot of people queue and went for APC right in my presence. Policemen were there. The police people, they sent to be in that place. They bought 2 cartons of beer. There were about more than 7 policemen. Plus other one that patron came there. They bought them 2 cartons of beer and they just drink and forget about it. So even if somebody slap you, they don't even know what is happening. You know? They asked a woman that stayed behind that place to cook for them.
So you agree with the email I got, the guy who sent me the email, that Nigerians will sell their votes, regardless of what they say on radio?
I agree with that person.
No
He's
way.
Right. He's right. He's saying it with a fact.
No way.
Because if I did not witness it, I will not believe. You will see the same youth that are complaining. You see somebody of 25, 35, 40 years complaining now, but time for election, the person will go for 15,000 naira and forget about what you were saying these days.
That's surprising, but thank you very much for calling and sharing with us your experience
with
actual bribery. Wow. 99.3 Nigeria Info. I can do one more call before we go off on a break. Hello. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome.
My name is Chris. I'm calling from Amoa.
Welcome, Chris. Did you call earlier?
No.
Okay.
No.
Go ahead.
Okay. I think people still sell their votes, and a whole lot of factors are involved. Number one, electoral process or governance in Nigeria is like a train that's moving from point A to point B. And if the track is derailed at some point, that train will derail. So if I go to vote, and then at the end of the process, a winner is declared, and then they go to court, and another winner is declared after the winner from fourth position to first, do you think I'll have confidence in voting the next one? That is just it. I won't vote. Then secondly, the level of education is very low, so people will ordinarily sell their vote.
Is that a case of education, or is that something else?
Yes, of course. It's a case of education, and then it's a case of who we are. We do just a minute game. Do you know that some people call and say their name and collect names from friends and they say they want to play just a minute, and then when they get it, they give a false name and then collect the money from the person? So our society is a fraudulent one, and what we want, you can buy anything in Nigeria with money.
Then maybe it goes to the fact that the writer who wrote to me the email saying the Nigerians are not united as far as what the vision for this nation should be is actually correct. Are you agreeing with that?
No, we are united. Let me give you an instance. On Friday, Nigeria played a football match. Everybody was unanimous that Nigeria should win. We can't be united if the process are put in place. When Nigeria is playing another country, everybody is united. The 1993 election of Abiola, everybody won because the process leading to that was transparent and free and fair. So what happened from 1993 to now? If the next election is transparent and fair, I'm telling you, you will see massive turnout in 2027.
Yeah, but it's even the process that we're still talking about. You have to probe it sensibly. It's as though you're saying, well, give us a process. But the people are the ones who get in the way of the process. If someone, for example, will take 10,000 naira, like the last caller said, in fact, he said it went from 10,000 to 15,000 and people were queuing up.
Okay,
the people got in the way of their own redemption.
Look at the last election. Atiku Abubakar's last message before the end of campaign was, everybody comes out and votes, there will not be a possibility of rigging. Now, you can't, if a polling unit has 5,000 voters and 4,990 comes out, are you going to pay all those people 10,000? The answer is typically no.
Are you eliminating the possibility that bribery during voting has an impact on both what the human does eventually and on the conscience of those who see their fellow Nigerian getting 10,000 and selling their destinies, basically?
The fact for me...
There is an impact there. You can't quite say, well, you're not going to bribe everybody, so it's okay to bribe a few people.
You can bribe a few people,
it would appear that you're tolerating it, because I think that if we don't fix the problem before this election, then maybe whatever you get is what you deserve.
No, you listen, there are fraud everywhere. It's apprehending it and bringing it to book.
But if Nigerians are going to take bribe, then the case is not even the fraud, is that the people who the nation is built for are collecting bribe.
Yes, if you're disposed to taking bribe, like the last caller said, they upped it to 15,000, but the police officers were sitting down and having a bottle of drink.
That's not a but, it's and. I don't get you. Are you saying that bribery has no impact if the people come out and vote?
I don't think in election bribery has as much impact as voter apathy, voters coming out to vote. Voter apathy has more influence than bribery. If 5,000 people come out in a polling unit of 5,000 people, how many people are you going to bribe? How many? Just be honest. How many people are you going to pay 15,000 for 5,000 people? Where are you going to come with that money? You're going to come with a bullion van.
Okay.
A bullion van that entered a certain politician's house prior to 2019 election. How many money do you think that would have given to all the populace? The issue is first, low level of education for people to come out and vote. If people don't come out, there will not be room for rigging. There will not be room for bribery.
Well, that's a point. Thank you very much for calling. Hello, how are you? I do apologize. Sorry if you can hear me. Call back. Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you? This is Nigeria Info. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Joy.
Welcome.
Ikenna.
What's your name? Welcome, Ikenna. Go ahead, please.
Calling from Ikoyi.
Welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, talking about voters' registration, I have registered.
Okay.
I have my PVC, and I look forward to voting from 2023. Yeah.
But there's some issues though. Well, maybe not issues, but some concerns. One would be the Nigerians are not united as far as where this country should go. Like, there's no uniformity in the vision for the nation.
Yeah. Talking about uniformity, in all sincerity, we're not united as to where we want the country to go. Well, people might say that. We all desire the good things of life. We all desire a very peaceful nation. We all desire, money in our pocket as a result of our own hard work.
Mm.
But in all sincerity, the day-to-day living of an average Nigerian does not support, a united front, going forward. So, like the last caller spoke, he made some very valid points, pointing to education. You know, when we talk about education, I don't think one is referring to education as to...
In the formal sense.
Degrees, the universities and all whatnot. But education as to knowing what is actually best for one. This goes beyond tribalism, it goes beyond religion, And these are things that have held us back as a people, in Nigeria. That's why someone can come and say, okay, take 10,000 naira and vote for this particular individual because he speaks your language and, you have people, queuing behind that particular
candidate. If that is still a possibility today, and maybe if it's possible in 2023, what does that say for the future?
Well, it still boils down to that same issue as to people not being united as to what they want. Because, if you know what you want, nothing would stop you from going for that exact thing which you want.
Yeah.
We all want the good life, want good roads, want good schools. But are we ready to do the work? Are we ready to make that little sacrifice?
Very.
Say no to these people who come with, Ghana must go back to give monies to people during the election. Are we ready to say no to them? The answer is no. And it still boils down to that poverty. I'm not talking about poverty of lacking money in one's pocket, but poverty of the mind. Which it of course goes back to that education that I'm talking about.
Thank you. This is exactly what the email pretty much contained, and I thought I wanted to find out what Nigerians had to say about it. I do appreciate you calling in.
Very correct.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yes.
We're off on a break to bring you Lost to the Headlines on Nigeria Info. We'll be right back. We're back. Nigerians are believed to cry an awful lot about pain, but do nothing about the cause of the pain. Well, this is pretty much what's in the content of the email that I got, and he thought we should make this a conversation. In fact, it's believed that many people, as can be said, who, you know, call Nigeria Info to complain, are more about complaining and not necessarily looking at the issues as to why we haven't quite achieved what it is we all desire. So, well, I did share with you an audio excerpt by Libaris Oshoma. By the way, you can follow him. You should actually follow him on Instagram. You would get to enjoy a number of his political commentaries. And you can see for yourself maybe other angles that might have pretty much been, that might have escaped your sight. Yeah. And I think it kind of helps with giving you like a better, a broader frame of work as far as understanding how our politics goes. But I think one part is the politics. The other part, if not the greater part, is the people. If you have registered, whatever challenges you might have encountered, I'd like to hear about it. But some people think the Nigerians are not united as far as the vision goes, one hand. Two, someone said to me explicitly, Nigerians will sell their votes. And so far, within the last 10 minutes, you've heard a caller say he witnessed it himself, where Nigerians would actually sell their votes if you give them money. I think that makes true to the statement that every man has a price, and maybe the Nigerian man is cheap. I really think the Nigerian man is cheap. If you try to estimate your suffering, why would any gift be worth that? Welcome to the show. Let's hear you speak about the uniformity of our collective vision. Have you registered to vote? And what do you think is hindering the success of a One Nigeria? Hi, good afternoon. Sorry, I lost you. If you can make it back, we'll appreciate it. 0700-993-993-993. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, Sister Joyce.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's Comrade G.K. Chukwu.
Welcome.
I have registered 2011, and I have voted since 1998 in Jos until last 2 years. I have been voting. I want to tell you the problem. 130 million Nigerians never collected the money. Are you there?
Okay.
They never collected the money. I can swear with my life for them. Not everybody is collecting money. And another one, let me tell you about electronic transmission of results. That's what we need.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Our judges and our lawyers have not been doing well. Ruben, I've said my mind. Chris from Anwar, I've said my mind. Let me tell you, we are not a problem. Nigeria used to gather in Lake last year to change Nigeria. They killed some of them. Nigeria used to come out in 2019 and reported. So what do you want us to do? I never collected Tadashi and I never collect. I never collect Mango. I never collect Indomie and Rice. I want to vote. Are you there?
Yeah.
So almost 130 million Nigerians, I swear with my generation, that they never collect Tadashi to vote. So, Sadoz, if they talk, make it don't say we are not a problem. It is the judges and the bonkum and the insensitive and idealist politician in Nigeria. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, thank you. Hello, how are you? Is Nigeria united? Are the views uniform? Are the people one? Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is...
You have to speak up for us. Turn up the volume of your radio set. Thank you. What's your name?
My
the
name
volume
is
of
Mr.
your radio.
Christian.
No. Please turn off.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but we don't want the feedback. Just turn off your radio. Thank you.
I have turned it off now.
Thank you.
I say, my name is Mr. Christian.
Okay.
So this thing that we are talking about, you don't have to blame anything about... all the youth or citizens about this system that we are seeing on this country. Because last election, we are in our God here. We are living in our God. We are about to vote. Imagine all this Abu or something like that will tell us if we vote finish, look at where they kept fuel. Look at where they kept everything. They will burn it. Our policemen are looking at them.
Did they say that to you?
Eh?
Did they say that to you?
They will come in the line where we are in the line and be telling us when we finish.
That they will burn it.
I'm telling you. So, and when we, you know, when we finish, we saw all those things that happened. They told us who won the thing. But after everything, all our food will become useless. So we don't need to
blame all this. It's not, we are tired. Today, I don't have voter's card again because it has made me to throw away my voter's card. Before Jonathan, during the time of Jonathan, I voted against him. And everything went well there. Then now, last election now, we want to vote for our own choice. They did not allow us. They were forcing people anyhow, scattering everything. How is all this thing? I don't know what we are going to do about this.
Are you saying you will not be voting this forthcoming elections? Huh?
No, I don't know even where my voter's card is. I have thrown it away.
But you know you can re-register, though. You can go online and have yourself registered again.
I don't want it again.
Oh, there you go.
It's just like we are wasting. It's a wasted effort. When you see all those things, what will be your encouragement of voting? There is no encouragement. In short, I'm telling some people, self, your vote cannot be counted. Nigeria doesn't count voting. Okay, now, assuming that we are counting voting, why are they canvassing about electronic voting? Why are they blocking it?
Oh.
Why are they blocking it now? Let them allow it now. Let them allow electronic voting so that we will see transparency on that thing.
So you really think the entire system is just rigged to not work in the favor of the people?
I'm telling you, they have already know who will rule Nigeria 2023, whether you like it or not.
But you understand that you have to be a part of this process, because you don't want to take a country that's handed over to you. I mean, you're a Nigerian yourself. Don't you think you should participate to the best of your legal standings?
My sister, I have been in abroad.
And life is not this hard, huh?
I have been in Europe. They can't. Imagine a country that doesn't have any good thing for their citizens. Their citizen has become animal. So, you know, I've been in Europe. A leader always asks people, ask even their citizen what they want. If the leader is not doing well, if the citizen come out, he will try to make the citizen to.
But if the people don't work towards the country becoming better, things will continue to get worse. If the people don't collectively work towards becoming better, things will then get worse. I mean, this is you complaining, and I do understand your apathy, but it's that if we don't decide to do something about it, then what becomes the situation?
What will become the situation?
Yeah, haven't you thought about that? If you think it's bad today and you do nothing about it, then what do you think happens tomorrow?
My sister, what I used to tell somebody, before you expect to harvest something, you must plant something. Plant something before you harvest it. Nigeria is not planting. How can they harvest it? When you see that thing that they are trying, you cannot join them and know what you do.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't quite appear that you're even ready to vote. You don't want to vote.
No,
you're even discouraging others to vote.
I don't want to take that risk.
You're discouraging people from voting, and I think you seem to have a sense of... I mean, you have a reason to justify that. You think, well, it's pointless. Why do it?
Why can't I have a reason? Because even the person you will put there cannot be mindful of you. So, you better leave everything. Last election, they are throwing them Ijabugari. Ijabugari that is not worth 500 naira. People are using it to vote for them. They use it to throw into them. They will come and vote. It's not I blame even the citizens also that are setting that kind of nonsense. Ijabugari, you will go and show their better right. 4 years, the person will be rejoicing, sitting there. If you cry from here to tomorrow, he will listen to you. You chop Ijabugari, you take Ijabugari that is not even worth of 500 naira. I pity for them because they don't know.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. So, welcome to the show. How are you? Someone who wouldn't call the show sent an email to say that from the opinions of callers, Nigerians just like to complain and complain and complain, but they do nothing about their pain. Well, let's hear Nigerians. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Turn off the volume of your radio set. Thank you.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon to you. We're happy to have you.
Okay, this is the barrister with that chamber.
Okay.
Please, George, I want to ask you a question. The people that we voted in, are they the people that ruin us?
Okay.
That's my question. Because it's my right to vote, and it is also my right not to vote. Am I right?
Okay. Well, absolutely.
Yes. If I didn't vote, we call it civil disobedience.
So what's
your point? See what happened in Imo State. The person that ruled in Imo State, is it the person that people voted in? The person that in the, there is a woman that won election in Plateau State. You know what I'm saying? Then they change it.
Okay.
The person that is ruling.
So is it true that the people are not together, united on the way the country should go? Is that true?
George, let me tell you, no matter amount, we don't have opposition here. There's nothing like opposition. Whether APC or PDP, all of them, they're the same. They're jumping from one party to another, jump politics.
But the people, are the, if the people don't want something, they automatically become the opposition. If the people don't accept something.
Come again?
If the people don't accept something, automatically they become the opposition.
Let me tell you, our votes do count here. I'm telling you honestly.
Okay, I mean, compared to the last caller, he feels that our votes don't count. So you think our votes count. Beautiful.
Our votes they're not counting our votes.
Oh, you this also see they don't count it.
If we are counting, if government is counting our votes, why are they taking the matter to court? Then when they took the matter to court, now change the person that you voted in. So what are you going to do about that?
Okay.
Our judicial system is not working. The people, we have three arms of government. Do you know that senators that are telling us that the constitution do not allow them to write new constitution?
Why? Are you going to be voting this next election?
I can never. It's my right not to vote because since I've been voting, I have not benefited any dividends of democracy. Where is the dividends of democracy?
If you do nothing about your problem today, what happens tomorrow?
Guys, I can never vote.
Wow.
To be sincere, I can never. Okay, when I'm voting, the people, the security operative they sent to come and protect us, if something happens to me, who is going to bear the responsibility?
If what happens to you?
If all those hoodlums attack me, who is going to treat me? If they want to snatch the ballot box.
But this is you being paranoid. Do you suppose that you could get attacked? Have you been attacked before?
The people that I'm going to vote in, their children, are they in that ward?
I mean, that's besides the point. That's not even anywhere near the point. It's not on the same... Come on now. I mean, we're talking about the development of the country. I mean, you can choose to be uninterested, and I can get it, but I don't think...
They should approve
these are solid arguments.
Transmission. They should approve that electronic...
Beautiful. So if you... I think it's certainly at some point going to be approved, but then if you're not registered to vote, you can't vote. So how about that? And then he disappears. Okay. That was something. I think I achieved something with that. Hello, how are you?
Josh, good afternoon.
Welcome. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Can I remain anonymous?
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, Josh. I don't want anybody to blame the people. So I'm somewhere here in VI. In the last local government election, do you know what happened? They come to a certain marketplace and they counted the number of shops there, and that represents the votes of the people.
Really?
Joyce, what can you make out of that? Joyce,
no, but that sounds ridiculous, though.
I'm not telling you fallacy, and I'm not telling you what I don't know. I'm giving you a concrete information, Joyce. I don't want anybody to blame the people. 2015.
But you need to thumb, you need to fingerprint. You need to...
Joyce.
I mean, how did that work?
Can I say something, ma'am? 2015, all the way from Ajah down to VI, I came down here to vote.
Nah.
I cast my vote, Joyce. Joyce, what can you make out of that? I suffered myself because...
I don't even thoroughly understand it.
It was clearly imposed on us if you fail to vote.
You were told to vote.
We are mandated to vote. Failing to come and vote, you will be evicted out of your position.
And you were told who to vote for?
Yes, Joyce. Now,
did you vote for the person whom you were told to vote for?
Joyce, what do you want me to do? I voted
2015. Then 24th April 2017, my brother was murdered in Lagos. That is what this government used to pay me back for all my sufferings trying to elect them into office.
You will be voting come 2023.
Joyce, I have my voter's card intact. But Joyce,
you're not voting.
If they fail to implement the electronic voter system, I'm not coming out.
Oh, so the only reason you'll be voting is if it's electronic. If it's not, you're not doing it.
If we don't have electronic, I'm not voting, Joyce.
Okay.
I've had enough of suffering in this country.
All right, that's something. Thank you.
As a citizen, Joyce, I benefit nothing.
I get that. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate 99.3 Nigeria Info. I mean, you come on radio and you hear stories. Hi, how are you?
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome. Turn up the volume.
Before my call, I want to ask you one question, please. During 2015 elections, do you know what is happening in Borno? That Boko Haram ransacked that state. Even if there is people, if I can count the number of people that are living in Borno, how manage Borno, Boko Haram, the attack, like say tomorrow, no day, gain more vote to pass Lagos State, where peace today? No, how manage Borno State?
So, first of all, the volume of your radio said if you can, I don't know if it's your radio or something else. Please turn that off. Hi, good afternoon to you.
Hey, good afternoon, ma'am.
Welcome.
Yeah, the last time I called, I was not really feeling too good because I was really angry with the topic. But now I think I'm
you were angry with the topic?
Oh, yes.
Why?
Oh, yes. The electoral process is horrible. And you are asking us to come out.
Well, I didn't mean to offend you. I didn't mean to, but so I mean, look at it. Hold on a second. And I think I understood what the person who wrote me the email was trying to say. He says, well, Nigerians are just complaining, but what are they going to do? I mean, what's the use of the day-to-day conversation if it's not to benefit us via information, and then we do something with the information that we have? I don't want you to get upset. That wasn't the intention.
Guys, I am a youth. I've gone for my voter registration and everything. But seriously, even when I get the voter's card, I am not even encouraged to come out to vote. But the frustration, the electoral system is being rigged against us.
So
I don't know whether it favors a few people, maybe some Agbero, some Amajiri boys and girls underage voters.
Yeah.
Maybe they are the ones that favor. But the typical Nigerian youth who is looking for something, who has a degree, who has gone for a professional course,
who is trying to, you know, be noble,
trying to be entrepreneurial,
yeah,
and not getting a job. Everything is frustrated against him. The police are elitist. The army are elitist. Everything is just, if you have money, right?
The people, don't you think the people are also elitist too? Anyways, maybe that's a different conversation. Okay, but wait. So the last caller said that he is so frustrated given what he was coerced to do. He was practically forced. He was told, go there and vote for this person, otherwise we evict you. That's the story of the guy before you called in. So he's saying he would only vote in the presence of an electronic system. Other than that, he's not voting. So
In fact, the electoral system is actually my problem. I don't have any problem with the Agbero. Yes, the last time I was looking at the election in my ward, I saw a lot of Agbero making a lot of noise. Omo Igbo, you can't vote.
Okay.
Omo Edo, you can't vote. I don't know, Lagos. I was saying everything.
So it has to be electronic system.
I want electronic voting. In fact, driving. I want to vote in by email. I don't even want to go to the polling booth. I don't even want that.
Oh, come on.
I just want to vote online. Let me just go online. INEC.com.
Do you think Nigerians did? Okay, I think you answered the question earlier on. You were the one who said that there's a generation of Jimmy Disus or something like that.
Yeah, I'm the one.
You're really offended. You're offended at the topic. You're offended at the generation, probably even at Jimmy Disu. God alone knows. You're really mad, but I think I get it. But maybe you shouldn't be mad. Maybe what we should do with this energy is really what the conversation should be about.
Joyce, I just said that we want an electoral system that looks into our youth of today. We are the most. We plenty past them. So why can't the electoral system
consider absolutely? And that makes good sense.
Our system. We are online people. We are online.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. I think I can do one more before we go off on a break. Hello, how are you? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. What's your name?
Joel from Ikorodu.
Okay, Joel, forgive me. You only have less than a minute, and I hope it's okay to get something out of you.
Yeah, it's okay. It's just okay. I just want to challenge the logic that, okay, because the government is not doing well to respect it, people feel discouraged. Yeah, it's good. People will definitely feel discouraged at the way things are going on with the government system in Nigeria. But I don't think that is a reason for you to say you will not vote. Because you saying you will not vote is like giving it to them that, okay, well, let us do whatever they want to do with the country. You don't care. So tomorrow we can just wake up tomorrow and they can just find out that, okay, we are now back in our pre-colonial era. But I'm just like trying to illustrate, like, okay, maybe now everybody's not asleep.
I mean, at some point, we could say that we could be headed back to pre-colonial times. I get that.
Thank you. Thank you. So I think it's better for people to say, okay, government is not working. Let us encourage more people to register to vote so that we can push these people out. And when we know that, okay, our vote was, we vote was, we can...
I do apologize to the last caller. Sorry, we had to go off on a break. Well, we have about, what, 2 more minutes and then we segue to the other topic. And, welcome if you have just tuned in. I guess it's a beautiful day. I hope you love it when it's wet. Yes, that makes it very, very beautiful. And besides that beauty is something else we must talk about, something that is necessary to be spoken of. One more call on this particular topic and then we segue into having a naval base in Kano. Yep, I think we should talk about that. I want to get your view on that, but that would be after this. Hello, good afternoon. We're Nigeria Info. Kindly, the volume of your radio set, if we can have it down. Thank you.
Yeah, my name is Emmanuel. I'm on transit.
Thank you, Emmanuel.
I think it's very preposterous and barbaric and unthinkable and unacceptable. When you see, you call this a democracy and... Somebody, the president is the one that appointed the ANEC chairman. How is ANEC independent? When is the president that we appoint the chairman? And you are telling us we are practicing a democracy for us to come out and vote? We are the president that we declare the winner is a rubber stamp chairman. Joyce, where is the logic in that? You call somebody an independent body, but the chairman is being appointed by the president. And the president belongs to a particular party. So like, we are deceiving ourselves in this country.
Okay.
So let's forget that we come out and vote. We don't come out and vote. The system...
That's a very pressing issue. It's no trivial concern whether you will be voting, whether the people will be voting. So first of all, let me even ask you, would you be voting?
I think I should be thinking about that because I need the system to be straight first in terms of transmitting of the results. I don't want to, after suffering myself, going through a lot of stress, standing inside the sun, I will now, my vote will now be attacked by some uncivilized, untidy set of hoodlums.
Okay, well,
they will not attack it or they will not burn it away. That is bad. I don't think I will vote if the system of the process is still very odoriferous, still very smelling.
But
they address that,
so are you asking explicitly for an electronic system, a digitalized system?
Both the transmission of results and both the voting should be electric. We are in the 21st century, Joyce.
Okay, well, it would appear that they say one of the defenses put forward is that quite a number of us are primitive. So it does appear that much consideration is given to the people who are said to maybe be disadvantaged for whatever reason. I mean, Senator Ndume says there's no electricity in the majority. Electricity in the north.
Those excuses they are looking for to void that particular transmission of results is boorish. You know why I said it's boring? Because if I transfer money from Lagos to Kano, inside the village in Kano, Joyce, won't they receive it?
Well.
If I make call, I can call somebody in Borno. Is that no net? Without network, will I be able to do that?
Okay.
Can they partner with all these tech companies?
So you will be voting. You will be voting.
I won't be voting unless they address that they are that their so-called odoriferous set of process of election.
Okay.
If they address it, then I can vote.
So that would mean you have to already have a card or you have voted.
Yes. No, I'll have the card.
Okay.
Because maybe miracle will happen. They will approve the electronic transmission of result and voting.
Okay.
But without that,
you won't vote.
Bother that, yeah.
Do you think Nigerians are united in their vision as far as Nigeria goes, where Nigeria should go,
no,
and who should lead the going?
What I see in a typical Nigerian have the spirit of big manism. You know, like, so far you are eating, you are living, you can boast of, you can go to Mr. Big and eat chicken and fried rice. You are a big man, you are okay. You don't care. There's a day I was even talking to one of my friends. He said, well, forget it, Joe. What concern me with Nigeria? Just because it's working and they're paying maybe 80,000 or 100,000. And I look at him, okay, look at yourself. You are listed under the most poorest people in the world. Because you are earning 100K, you are too poor. Check your expenditure.
Oh, you think there's another problem? You think Nigerians are not just... Oh, you think now you're saying that Nigerians are non-challenged. That's so if someone becomes comfortable, they don't care.
Yeah, they don't care. So
that's
which they don't
problem.
Care. If I'm concerned about the country, you are not concerned. That means you are not united.
Well, that's
true. We are not even united for a particular goal. We don't even know the cause we are fighting for. It's only 10% that are serious about this country. The rest of the people, they don't care.
Wow.
That's the problem. That's the problem. Because out of 200 million people, if you have like 25% that are very, very serious, we are going to ostracize this set of whacking set politicians out of office. Well, we are not ready yet. We are going to get to a point whereby we'll be so frustrated. We'll be so frustrated to the extent that even if they become like market, then everybody else will say.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate
it.
Thank you. It would, at this point, we can say that the email that I received from that Nigerian is really true. I mean, here we have another concern, which pretty much he didn't quite highlight in his email, which is that some Nigerians want to become rather relatively comfortable. I mean, you know, a kind of quasi comfort. Then they become, uninterested. I mean, the strife, at least they would like to believe that the strife is not necessarily their immediate challenge, and so they don't take it as seriously. The email actually did say that, you know, Nigerians complain too much. And I'm looking for the most polite way to structure what I read. He's saying, I listen to your show, Nigerians just complain and complain, and they do nothing about it. He actually did say shows it's proof of a lack of strength. A lack of strength. You just complain and complain and complain, and you complain 4 years, 8 years, 16, 20, you complain, 20, 24, you complain and complain. And well, and I think I understand what apathy can do to a person. It's like you're in an abusive relationship that you don't get out of. So it subdues you to a point that after it kind of tames you in a way that the oppressor wants you tamed. So that's why if you are in a situation that, say, maybe is oppressive to you mentally, you have to do everything that you can to come out of. If I put you in a situation and it's mentally oppressive, then you have to come out of it. You must do everything that you can. Otherwise, you kind of it weakens you to a point where you become a puppy of some sort, if you kind of get it. Okay, so yeah, but I have to speak to a few more, even though I said we needed to go to another topic. Let me speak to a few more of you, given that this, and I hope, you know, all of you calling and not upset Nigerians, given that one had already admitted that the topic was offending. Hello, Nigeria Info. Sorry, I lost you. I'll speak to, just two more people and then we segue. Hello, sorry, I lost you. Hi, Nigeria Info, how are you?
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Desmond.
Welcome, Desmond. Desmond, have you registered?
Yeah.
Or are you sick of the whole thing?
I have my own registration card already.
Okay.
Yeah. Joy, I just want to ask you one question. How many politicians have they ever put for jail by the judiciary, say they have defrauded our money? No one. So for that reason, nobody will vote. Because you are looking at it. Let the judiciary have failed this country woefully. They are the only people that make this mess. The only person who can fight for a common man is judiciary. The judiciary, they are the ones that are killing the Marxists. They have failed woefully. and you are looking at it, there is nothing somebody is going to do. What are you going to do? Where you go to? Because the person buy them and they put you in the cell. The woman will not speak. So yeah. There is nothing.
So you will not be voting.
Hello, I'm hearing you.
You will not be voting because I think you kind of mentioned it passively earlier on.
Because if you want to fight for your right, the judiciary, they will lock you up. Is it not a lawyer will come and bail you or a judiciary? And when you get to court, the judge matter against you. Ghani Fayemi died in injustice because he was fighting for a common man. And just then, which politician have they take to court and they win it or they take it to fair, say, you have done wrong? No one. No.
Wow.
The common man must sell his vote because he knows that is what he can. Yes.
Well, are you maybe I shouldn't be surprised. Will you be selling your vote?
I'm not selling my vote, but a common man. You are every day, this range of measure COVID-19 that is happening. Did you measure the people who doesn't have food to eat? They die in hunger. Okay. You know that if somebody stay in 3 days without food, the person will die. Did you think of it? So when you see somebody like that, somebody come and give you 15,000, say come and vote. How can the person not collect it? Check it. We know what we are talking about. What is going on.
Yeah.
That is what is going on.
Let me ask you one more question before you go, please.
Go ahead.
What do you then say about the fact that some Nigerians say that many Nigerians, or say Nigerians collectively, do not have one agreement? I've lost you. I wish you could answer that question, given that even though it's not permissible, you actually tolerate the Nigerians who will sell their votes. And then there's a moral argument to be made there, because on one hand, you say, well, he's a poor man. He'll take what he is given if it's at the price of his vote. And then there is the consequence of that singular action. There's a long-term consequence. And I think I like the way you put out this defense for those who would be selling their votes. But we both know it's not right. Then we have to ask ourselves a question. Then do Nigerians agree? Because honestly, if Nigerians don't agree as to how this country, when, if at all, it should go in any direction, I've really made a career from just talking and talking and talking, really. Because, I mean, it's like you do the same thing every time. There's no change, no development, no advancement, nothing. But hey, it's a job. You just show up and just say something and then you go home. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Hi, how are you?
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome.
Please, 30 seconds. Come and educate you. 30 seconds. That senator man that said that the network is not in the north to transmit the result. What have they been doing since 1960 to give the network? What have they been doing?
Actually, I heard that it's the Boko Haram situation that's destroyed some of the mass.
Man, let me tell you with my life, that one is a bonkum statement and a lie. A lie. I said, a lie. Thank you very much.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Hi, how are you? I think, to be honest with you, we also have to admit that quite a number of Nigerians are choosing to not vote. I think that's what this show this afternoon has shown, that quite a number of Nigerians really have gotten to the point where the situation has made them so sick they will not be voting, and God alone knows how many they are. Hi.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome to Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. What's your name?
Good afternoon. This is Benjamin. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Thank you.
Yeah, Joyce, I've been listening to my fellow citizens, and I've seen how they've been speaking their mind bitterly.
Mm.
You see, it is the system that we adopted, and that's the same system that is killing us. You see, if a country says it's practicing democracy, and you're adopting a system where people did not see themselves as one, is a big issue. And a lot of things will definitely go wrong. There will be a lot of things that will go wrong. A situation like, an example, a country where a Yoruba man sees himself and his fellow only and deprives others. What is that? It's another big issue. if an able man sees himself and his fellow others without looking others as his tribes, as one, that's another big issue. And an Hausa man or a Fulani man sees himself and his fellow members as no any other person.
Yeah.
It's a big issue, Joyce.
So do you think Nigerians are not in uniformity, both in consciousness and as far as the vision of where this country should go?
Exactly, like I said.
Oh, that's no uniformity.
Our basic problem is this ethnic difference, tribalism. And where there is tribalism, there is what we call nepotism. So there is that spirit of hatredness. And everybody will find a way to make sure his own entity remains forever. And this is where Nigeria is heading to. Look at the political appointments. Look at every region. Look at every system. It's either Igbo, it's either Hausa, it's either Yoruba. So if you put this together...
But wait, but somebody has to be there. When you put it like that, are you saying that you don't want either Igbo, Yoruba, Hausa? I don't get it.
Very good. You see, these are the tribes that they were recognized as Nigerians. But they are forgetting that by the time you count these three tribes, there are additional tribes, more than 200 plus,
yeah,
in this country. Now, if you believe that it's only Yoruba, Igbo, Hausa that is in this country, that means the 200, out of that 200, they are off. It's only three that is recognized. So, and that is where our major issue is centralized.
Okay.
So that is why people are crying. You see, the people that have been calling all this while, I see majority of them are Yoruba or Igbo, I've been hearing their voice. But they have forgotten that there was foundation that was laid. And when if you are building a house and your foundation is not...
Yeah, but what can we do now? Because, I mean, hey, I wasn't there when the foundation was built. I doubt you were probably even... Maybe you were. So what do we do? I mean, that's even the bigger question. Some Nigerians are saying they're not going to vote. That's something that they're choosing to do. Does that help the problem?
Okay. Let me answer that question before we go back to the issue of voting. Now, if the solution to this problem is this.
I want you to speak quickly because there's something that you said pretty much that's a part of my second story. So I want you to speak quickly in case you want to call back and speak on the fact that there's a naval base now in Kano State.
Okay. The issue on this is this. If our current government can understand the logic that this is our current issue, how can we do to terminate this issue? If the current government can understand, Joyce, I bet you in the next 24 hours, Nigeria will never encounter these situations.
Okay.
But this spirit of hatredness, that is what is killing us.
You feel there's hatred between us? You feel like you feel Nigerians hate Nigerians?
Exactly. Okay, now, can you imagine that a senator made a comment against his own fellow citizens that they are going to, that it's better they don't exist? Can you imagine that? A senator from the north. It's better the southeast doesn't exist, that they need to be eliminated.
No, I didn't hear that. Who said that?
Okay, so if that's one of the senators from the north, Bukachua, they call him Bukachua, he's Senator Bukachua. I think he should be currently in the system now. So if you look at it, it's alarming. It shows the part of that hatredness that we are talking about. And that is the central problem that we are. So can a senator who is an councilman who will be speaking to his own fellow citizens that it's better they eliminate you people?
So you think the root of our problem is a tribal situation and we have to eliminate the tribal lines in order to create uniformity of a collective vision for Nigeria?
Exactly.
Okay.
Joyce, if we can do
Are you going to be voting? Would you be voting?
Well, I've been finding a way to... I lost my PVC and I've been finding a way to register. But the system they adopted now, I foreseen that there's not going to be election.
What do you mean by that? Okay, Nigerians have sentiments for years. I mean, and then they have your biases. I mean, how did you come up with this one?
Okay. Now, if you said everybody should get registered, Joyce, and you created a center for everyone, down to the wards, to every unit, you have agents all around. and people are being registered electronically and they get their PVC. Right. So what would such person be thinking of forthcoming election? It's not progress, it's progress. But look at the system they adopted, where in the sense that if you go online, they say you should do it personally by yourself. I've never heard it. It's part of the sentiment.
To do it personally online.
Yes, that is what they're saying.
What's wrong with doing it personally?
You go online.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, that's what they're saying. And this thing's supposed to be a situation whereby we have a center unit in every local government where every citizen, both in the village, grassroots, will go there and register.
Yeah, but you're registering online to collect your card. So certainly you still have to make a physical appearance.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you're creating a problem from that. Doesn't quite appear to me that there is a problem there.
Joyce, it's not a problem. If you do it online now and you submit your data, then are you not expecting PVC, the card?
Yeah.
Okay, now, if you're expecting the card, and now, the way it was positioned now, it is difficult to process it.
I don't want you to think it's difficult. I want you to please get in on the process. I want you to speak from a place of conviction, like something you've been through. Try register, yeah? Apply for your card, wait for the card, and only at that point can you really say something. Because at this point, complaining about something you haven't quite experienced. So maybe that's what we shouldn't be doing so much of.
Joyce, I've experienced it.
Have you applied? Have you registered online? You haven't.
I went to my friend that was in a cafe. He has a Starbucks cafe, about two places. I told him that this is what they've been doing. They said they are registering INEC to register online. So he goggled in. He went to the INEC
website.
Yes. How did I get it? It was Sandra who made this announcement then. Sandra was announcing this.
So you went there. What happened?
I went there and he went to the system. I told him that my lost. So he goggled in. We went for replacement, replacement, new application, or damages. So I said, bias lost, so I need replacement. So after filling in all my data, actually it came out with my data. But you know, the last of it, it was my picture.
Mm-hmm.
I could not be able to get picture. They can't capture me.
But you can upload a photograph.
It's not possible. I did it. I spent the whole 2 hours with my friend. We've been doing it.
Oh.
So, and there are people who were lining up, who came to the studio.
So let me understand. Did you have a photo which you uploaded, but it didn't upload?
It is their website, It is our website.
Okay, I have to check that.
So that is where we have this issue.
It might be a technical problem. It doesn't quite sound... I don't think it's corruption. I just think it's a technical glitch.
If they say
upload your photo, then of course there should be an avenue by which you can do that.
Joyce, if you said it wasn't deliberately...
I mean, they told you to register. That can't be deliberate.
Okay, now, if it wasn't deliberate, like what I said, if you send your agent, like... where everybody's good. If you send your agent around you soon.
Okay, so you have to hurry up now because I have to segue to the other topic, okay?
Okay, so if you send your agents to all wards, out of the 77 local government we have, you send your agent around and they are there monitoring all these things, snapping you, and I think they're getting your data. What is wrong?
Yeah, but it's easier for you to just do it on your laptop, on your you said you went to your friend's business center. That's better. That's easier. You can go in the morning, 2 hours, you're out. You can go in the evening, 1 hour. Like, that's better. You're complaining. There's nothing to complain about.
How many people are lipids?
But I hope you would stop even complaining. There's something about the complaining that says, let's do something about it. But I feel nothing wrong with that. I prefer that.
Okay, do you know out of 10, there's only 5 people who are literate in computer? Then what happened to the other 5?
Well, they would have to, like you did, go to a business center and try to do it. Whether they're interested is a different conversation, but that's exactly what they'd have to do.
And you believe that in all our villages, they have cyber cafe? Josh.
Okay.
See, let us not just deceive ourselves.
I'm sure provisions are going to be made for that, because certainly they would be taken into consideration.
Josh, lastly, like I said, there is not going to be election.
Well, I'm not sure that I share in your fears, or I don't know where this is coming from, but yes, I can understand. So I'm going to say, I get it. I mean, it's yours, and you can have it. You know, yes, I mean, I've heard
I'm
you.
I'm not asking for opinions, but I shared my opinion.
And I've heard you, and I want to say thank you very much for calling. And I've been decent enough to have allowed you give us all of your opinion. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate. We're off on a break. We'll be right back.
Through the mishaps and the handicaps.
I don't know what to cook for them. I don't know what to give them to eat. That is the issue at hand as I speak right now.
In the name of the good, we hope to earn the truth and be worth our weight in salt.
Every night, we'll be with Yad and Yad. We'll hear 1 million boys, 2 million boys, 3 million boys. Come on, people. People won't have no money. You're supposed to plan it where people can follow you. Everybody can follow you, both the rich and those poor.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
Weekdays, 12 to 3 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Hello, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. I really wish that our political leaders had town hall meetings, like organized town hall meetings, to speak with Nigerians more frequently. I think that would have done an awful lot to allay your fears, to challenge your faith in the system, and maybe even to open you up to the possibility that they are your worthy leaders, you know, like they are worthy of your vote. I wish more things like that happened, because I think radio is not just art for me, but it's terribly fascinating, particularly when you hear people share with you either their convictions or their fears or their biases. And it seems as though someone just sits down and, given every piece of information that they've had access to, come up with something wild. And then if you listen to how they came up with it, it looks like, well, that's a solid track. And then you think, but what about other things? And I hope that the leaders will take this seriously to see how they can interact with the people. And that's something that we can all agree has been missing. I think we have to be off on a break in another minute from now. The chief of naval staff was in Kano between 1st and the 4th of September. He was there certainly for quite a number of things, but one that I thought was interesting was certainly towards the excellency of the state, the governor of Kano State. When we return, I want to ask what you believe is with this development having a naval base in Kano. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.